It's Tuesday, February 9th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Coming out of the last Republican presidential debate, it is clear that Senator Marco Rubio and Governors Chris Christie and Jeb Bush are advocating selective service for women. Senator Ted Cruz made comments indicating he was aghast with his fellow Republicans on their response. He told an audience, "I'm the father of two little girls. The idea that their government would forcibly put them in a foxhole with a 220-pound psychopath trying to kill them does not make any sense at all. I think it is wrong. It is immoral, and if I'm president, we ain't doing it." And here's what the Bible says about the issue. Nehemiah 4:14 says, "Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes." New Hampshire holds its primaries today. In the latest polls, Bernie Sanders leads Hillary Clinton by a 54-40 advantage, and Trump leads the Republicans with 31%, ahead of Marco Rubio's 15% and Ted Cruz's 13%. The Pentagon has confirmed that North Korea has successfully launched a satellite into orbit. Following the launch, the UN Security Council is working on new sanctions against the rogue state. The National Abortion Rights Action League is up in arms with Doritos for a Super Bowl ad featuring an ultrasound of a baby. The organization took to Twitter condemning Doritos for, quote, "humanizing fetuses," unquote. The commercial showed the baby's arms and legs moving, with some indication that the baby wanted his dad's cheesy tortilla chips. Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, told The Worldview, "This clearly illustrates the powerful influence that modern ultrasound technology has played on the modern mind."
The ultrasound has been a fantastic tool for education in the abortion debate. The people being born today, and actually for the past, 10, maybe even 20 years, have as their first baby picture an ultrasound. It's not, a picture of them being placed in mom's arms for the first time.
Jesus said, "Everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed." John 3:20. The Centers for Disease Control is recommending that young women abstain completely from alcohol to avoid the risk of fetal alcohol syndrome. The CDC press release quotes Principal Deputy Director Dr. Ann Schuchat, stating that alcohol can permanently harm a developing baby before a woman knows she's even pregnant. The report was denigrated by the New York Times, The Atlantic, Newsday, The Boston Globe, and The New Republic. But the Christian Post read this as an acknowledgement that life begins at conception. Modern governments are serious about enforcing the compulsory attendance laws. Homeschoolers in Ohio face 6 months in jail and fines for missing a paperwork deadline. At least two families face prosecution this year for failing to file their notice of intent on time. The Homeschool Legal Defense Association has taken up their cases. The man said he was practicing loading and unloading his gun. He had made threats against one particular megachurch in the Detroit area. The FBI arrested a 21-year-old Michigan man named Khalil Abu Rayyan of Dearborn Heights on marijuana and gun charges. And the man allegedly admitted to planning an attack on a local church with thousands of attendees, according to a report from NBC News. A recent poll released by Fox News found that 60% of Americans believe there are terrorists living in their hometown. Professor Laricia Hawkins was suspended from teaching at Wheaton College in the fall for her public statements identifying with the Muslim faith. Now, the professor is leaving Wheaton College under more amenable terms. In a joint statement, Hawkins and the college announced they have found a place of resolution and reconciliation, and they will part ways under a confidential agreement. No indication to where the professor is going next. Michael Lucas, a Colorado School of Mines graduate, is suing the school for refusing him a plaque to honor his donation to the school. Lucas wanted to include Bible quotes on the plaque, and they refused to do so. The university did not want anybody to feel excluded by the inclusion of a religious message in the locker room of the new athletic building. The The passage Lucas had chosen was from Micah 5:9. Your hand shall be lifted up over your adversaries, and all your enemies shall be cut off. And in that day, declares the Lord, I will cut off your horses from among you, and will destroy your chariots. The Dow Industrial Average dropped 176 points yesterday as oil dipped below $30 a barrel. The blue chips sit about 2,000 points lower than its December high of 17,800. The European banking sector is doing badly in the markets, the worst since 2008. Values have sunk 23% year to date. Meanwhile, gold prices are up 13% over the year. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, February 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.